It's so hard to not abuse animals.
Carnies can fuck themselves. Go fuck themselves.
This is a show for vegans.
I always think about how lately I've been getting lots of people saying, well, when's the vegan world going to be here? And somebody put that on a comment on one of my videos. Well, when are we going to have a vegan world? And I keep on saying, the vegan world is not. We have a vegan world. We just need to grow it. Like, we have one. It's you. It's me. It's us. It's the VFFs. We don't need to constantly be like, can we get more? Can we get it? Just grow. We could grow it. It'll grow. It's going to grow whether you like it or not. I mean, like, it's the movement grows. The movement's growing. It's not like the movement just ups and dies, you know? When are we going to have a vegan world? You know what? Don't worry. Don't worry about that. We already have a vegan world. So what you should be doing is strengthening the bonds that you have with other vegans, strengthening the community that we already have, because when you have a strong reinforcement and you have a strong community of vegans, when new ones come in, they have the support that they need to stick with their own, to stick to their own principles, because there's a million people going to ask you and question your principles, going to question your point of view, going to question, oh, well, you're against slavery, You're always going to have people like that. There's always going to be people out there telling you no matter what you do in life, there's going to be countless people out there to tell you you ain't shit. No matter what you do. No matter what you do. I remember when I opened up my first business that I opened up, and there's a million people all of a sudden telling me I ain't shit. It's like, wow. Before I started this business, everyone told me I could take over the world. Once you start a business, everyone tells you, oh, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. That's just me immediately. If you try to, I don't know, become an athlete, they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, you're gonna do great. You could be an athlete. And then they're going to tell you, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. There's always a person to tell you that. So you might as well get, if you were going to be an athlete, you wouldn't hang out with a bunch of couch potatoes, would you? No, you're going to hang out with other athletes. Because you want to succeed, you want to do better, you want to be reinforced, you want to have your little brand of crazy reinforced over and over again, saying, oh, I want to wake up and run 5 miles every morning. I want to be around other people who also want to wake up and run 5 miles every morning. You want to hang out with a bunch of couch potatoes? That's the same thing when it goes to veganism, right? When it comes to veganism, you want to be around other people who reinforce those beliefs. Oh, you're against slavery? Me too. Hey. Yeah, you wanna go eat? What restaurant do you want to go to? We're going to go to this one. Of course we are. Why would we go to any other one? We're not going to some carny restaurant. You want to be around other people. The truth is, we already have a vegan world. We already have it. We just have to take care of it, strengthen it, make sure that it's there when more people come in. Make it open so that people can access it, and make it so that everybody wants to be a part of it. Yeah, there you go. You know, I remember when I was working in Irvine, I was working in Irvine as a graphic designer. I was a young graphic designer, and my bosses were Vietnamese. And they had the Vietnamese community on lock. Like, if they needed something from the Vietnamese, they had a Vietnamese phone book. They had a Vietnamese. I actually worked on the Vietnamese phone book, running what they used to do film. It doesn't matter, but they had a whole community. They had calendars with Vietnamese symbols on them, so that they would give away for free to each other with women in Vietnamese outfits. They weren't, I don't know, like their, I don't know what their outfits are called, but traditional outfits and stuff. And they had it all where they were doing business with each other. And even though there I was, a young white, a piece of me was like, man, I wish I was Vietnamese right now, because they seem like they really got a community going on. They really have something. They really have a bond that they nourish. And I think that that's great. I wanted to be a part of it. And I feel like that could happen with veganism too. If you are out there and you don't have anybody, and you just have these kind of nascent ideas about justice, you just always felt like justice was important to you. Well, guess what? There's a bunch of vegans out there that can help you and want to be your friend. Vegan World is now. The Vegan World is now. You don't have to wait for it. It's here. You know what? Tell the Vegan Gays, she's part of the Vegan World. She is the Vegan World. Mark Saunders, Vegan World. Probably Witch is Vegan World. No Injustice Lasts Forever is Vegan World. Karina V is Vegan World. Dresser Knobs, I don't know you, but you're probably Vegan World, right? I don't know. I've never met you before. Oh, you're somebody that I know, but you're in the... Oh, you fell asleep. I see. Braveheart is Vegan World. Vogon Poetry is Vegan World. Michael Askew is Vegan World. Anna is Vegan World, probably. Point is, don't ask me, when are we going to have a Vegan World? When Vegan World? It's now. It's here. You already have it. You just have to make sure it stays strong. It grows. You feed it. You nourish it. You make it feel good. That's it. Piece of cake. There you go. Thank you all for being here. My name is Skyjack Morgan. This is The Pre-Shift. Today's word of the day. What is it? It's kind of a weird one. Today's word of the day is kind of a funny, weird one that I thought was kind of, I don't know. One that I you don't hear very often, but here you go. The word of the day is yips. Yips is a plural noun that refers to a state of nervousness that affects an athlete, such as a golfer, when they're about to make an important move or play. It is almost always used in the phrase of the yips. That's right, a case of the yips. I don't know, I always hear about that, like, in someone behind the eight ball. Don't get a case of the yips. Don't get the yips. In his fourth season in Boston, Daniel Bard had a 6.22 ERA, with 38 strikeouts, blah, blah, blah. He had the yips, leading to a seven-year hiatus from the big leagues. He bounced around the minor leagues trying to reclaim control. The yips. That was in 2023. See, people still use it. Did you know? This is my favorite part. Hopefully I'll learn something about the yips here. Carny tears are so good today. When it comes to sports, yips happen. We're not sure who coined yips. Do you know who coined yips? I don't know who coined yips either. We're not sure who coined yips. We also can't say if this plural noun has anything to do with the singular yip, a word of imitative origin that refers to a dog's sharp bark. What we do know is that the yips have sported their name since at least 1930s. And that the term first appeared in golf-related contexts. Anxious for similar language? Perhaps you're familiar with twisties, a term popularized in 2021 during the Tokyo Olympic Games when gymnastics goat Simone Biles suffered from an affliction akin to the yips, in which gymnasts experience a mental block causing loss of spatial orientation. I remember that. Twisties doesn't yet meet our criteria for entry, however. So we'll have to bench it for now. This writer, whoever writes this, he or she has got some skills. You know, the whole that we've made sport. We're not sure who coined, but imitative. You know, they've sported their name. The yips have sported their name. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Good job, guy at Merriam-Webster. That's the word of the day. The yips. I don't know. Sometimes before I come live, I get the yips. I start thinking, ah, no, I forget what I was going to say. vegan gays, do you ever get the yips? Do you ever feel like you prepared for your do you ever feel like you prepared for your show and then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, I don't know what I was gonna say? Do you ever have that happen? I have that happen every once in a while. I do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already checked out veganofcourse.etsy.com or veganofcourse.net, please do. I make cool shirts. I design them all. I draw and I make designs for vegan activist gear. If you haven't already done it, ships worldwide. And if you buy over $35 worth on Etsy, you get free shipping. So pretty dope. It's a nice way to support the animals, support the channel, support America, support the world. Vegan gays always gets the yips. RV gives Nilf the yips. That's right. Don't get the yips. You know, that's something that, like, you know who never gets the yips is the Debunked Your Brain guy, Justin. He never gets the yips. He always knows exactly what to say every time. He's perfect in every way. I don't know. He never gets the yips. Maybe that's what when Jigger talks to girls in bikinis in Puerto Rico, sometimes he gets the yips. You ever notice that? Sometimes he gets a little bit of the yips when he has to do some outreach on the beach to carnies in bikinis in Puerto Rico. He still does a good job, though. He overcomes his yips. Good job. Love my carny tears mug. It's the only way to drink your carny tears is with a licensed mug. You get a case of the yips talking to anyone? A lot of people have that. You know what? That's kind of like, I guess you could say that the yips are an early form, like an early term to describe social anxiety, huh? The yips. Don't get the yips. Yeah. I'm trying something new with my hair where I gave myself a haircut yesterday, but I'm trying that thing that I keep seeing people do where they push this part forward, but they push this part back. And I'm not really sure how I feel about it yet. So I'm like, I keep on catching. I normally don't look at myself this much when I'm doing the broadcast. I usually try to look up, but I keep seeing myself and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about my new haircut. I'm trying something a little new. You know, you got to keep it new. Well, you know what? It's spelt very different ways, just like many slurs, but I like the EY because there's a restaurant in California called Carney's, but also C-A-R-N-I, it was already taken by people who work in carnivals. So I liked this as the singular and I-E as the plural, but do what you want, man. Carney's can be spelled any way. I was thinking, you can spell Carney any way you want, really. It's up to you. We want more emo sky that make you look like scary. I should put it all forward. Yeah, I should go way full emo. That's a good plan. I like that plan. Why not? I like that. I think you speak for everyone. I think you're probably right. Well, let's talk about today in history. Today in history. Slave market of Zanzibar, the Marshall Plan, AIDS, and Bobby Kennedy gunned down. Holy geez, that's a lot to happen today in history. Today in history, June 5th. Geez Louise. They shut down the infamous slave market of Zanzibar in modern-day Tanzania in 1873. The Sultan Bargash bin Said. Yeah, in 1873, they shut it down. No more slaves coming out of Zanzibar. Great work. 1873, that's still nearly 10 years after America Bandit. Human slavery they're talking about, of course. U.S. Secretary of State George Marshall outlines the Marshall Plan to build Western Europe. You know what's interesting to me about the Marshall Plan is that the Marshall Plan could work always. George Marshall was the Secretary of State. He was like 60 years old when the Marshall Plan happened. But like the Marshall Plan always should have been so – like we should always be using – the Marshall Plan. It worked. It friggin' worked. And now we don't have a bunch of people, you know, we're not at war with Germany. Germany has not caused any more trouble since the Marshall Plan. Have you noticed? We've had peace in Europe ever since the Marshall Plan. Make your enemies rich. The same thing happened. Oh, look at that. Japan isn't killing anybody anymore. Japan hasn't gone all crazy in the last, not this century at least. You know, Japan's a pretty peaceful country now. We don't have these problems anymore because you do business with people. You give them a bunch of money to build their industries. You help them. You help build democracy. And guess what? Everyone works out. But we don't do that anymore. Now we go to war and then we try to make a cash grab so that we can enrich our own people. That's how we do it these days. What we really need is a Marshall Plan. The thing about, like, whatever. I don't want to get off on a whole tangent about global politics, but we could learn a lot from the friggin' Marshall Plan. It's so dumb that we learn nothing except go America. That's what we learned from World War II. You know, you're gonna join Patreon, please do. I love that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate anyone on the Patreon. Thank you everyone on the Patreon. I haven't done my Patreon thank you yet, but I'll thank you twice, Patreon subscribers. Thank you so much. I love my Patreon subscribers. All right. State of siege proclaimed. Ayatollah Khomeini arrested. Ayatollah Khomeini, of course, Iranian. 1963, 1979 was the revolution. But 1963, shit starts getting hairy. Shit starts getting hairy in Iran. Let's see how this all plays out. Six-day war. I grew up, actually, little known fact about me, I grew up next to Israeli immigrants when I was a kid. When I was a kid in Los Angeles, some of my best friends were Israelis. They were like two houses down and they were my age, you know, and was my best friend. His name was Or. That was his name. Or means, I think, light in Hebrew. So anyway, I used to watch movies. They would make movies about the Six-Day War because Israel and neighboring Arab states, Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, they all were trying to kill him. Anyone who thinks like Israel like is just some crazy, they've got no precedent. Six-Day War, 1967, they all tried to kill him. They were all trying to kill the Israelis. And it began today, the Six-Day War, 1967. And yeah, they shot down some planes. It was pretty horrible. It's a bad thing. Today is when Bobby Kennedy got shot at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles by Sirhan Sirhan. There's Sirhan Sirhan's face. Sirhan Sirhan was a Palestinian. He's part of the PLO, I think. But he was a Palestinian who thought that Robert Kennedy's support of Israel was not cool. And so he killed him. He killed Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy was, of course, running for president. And he was murdered. He was shot three times. And it looks like three other people were injured by Sirhan Sirhan. It's hard to talk about the Kennedys without, you know, feeling a little like, God damn. Because it always feels like we could have made something amazing happen. The Kennedys had so much promise. And, of course, they were cursed. Even Ted Kennedy had major problems. Yeah. But he died the next day. He was shot today in 68 and died the next day. Sirhan Sirhan, by the way, it's interesting. Sirhan Sirhan is still in California. He's in prison in California. I think he's in San Quentin, but I'm not really sure. I can't remember. He's in prison, though, and his parole came up in 2021 during the pandemic. And maybe you didn't see it because it wasn't national news, but in California, we were all talking about it for a hot second. Sirhan Sirhan, the murderer of the assassin of Robert Kennedy, was up for parole, and it was approved. It was approved. He was going to go free. He was going to go free. And the governor stepped in, Gavin Newsom, our governor, said, no, 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 I reject that. And so he vetoed the parole of Sirhan Sirhan, and he continues to rot away in prison. I'm actually kind of surprised it went that far. Like, I'm surprised Sirhan Sirhan didn't stay in. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah, somehow the shooter, Reagan shooter, got out. That's right. Insane. You shoot a president, you don't come out. But at least, okay, well, the guy who shot, you know, who shot Reagan, he was a, he shot him to get attention of Jodie Foster, right? But he also didn't kill him, although he did really mess up Brady. But no one was murdered. Everyone was injured. Saran Zerhan killed one and injured five. So anyway, Saran Zerhan still in jail. I'm glad he's still in jail. He killed a Kennedy. He's lucky he's alive. Yeah. AIDS epidemic officially begins when U.S. Center for Disease Control reports on pneumonia affecting five homosexual men in Los Angeles. So I was only a baby when this happened, but I swear to God, I remember, because I remember when they did not call it AIDS. They called it GRID, gay-related immune deficiency. They called it the gay flu. They said it was only for promiscuous women, homosexual men, and drug users. And when I was a kid in Catholic school, they told me, this is like in maybe 90, in 89 or something, in 91 or 90 or whatever, they were telling us about AIDS, making us watch movies about AIDS. And it was like a morality tale. You get AIDS if you are a woman who sleeps around a lot, if you're promiscuous. And yeah, it was, they handled it very, very poorly. Republicans don't do well when it comes to pandemics, because pandemics, in the beginning of every pandemic, people of lower economic strata are the first ones to be affected. And Republicans don't really care about them. So every single time people of the lower economic strata are affected, like homeless people, drug users, those types, they don't give a shit. And then it starts coming up, right? You start seeing it with different populations that they don't care about. It could be minorities. It could be people of different sexual orientations. They don't care. They don't care. They only start caring when it affects middle America or white people, let's be fair. Then they start calling it something. They start calling it something that we need to worry about, like AIDS. It's one of the reasons why so many people died of AIDS. They didn't take it seriously until it was too late. And then, you know, we lost tremendous amount of talent. Huge numbers of people died because of Reagan and his Christian ideals. Yep. There you go. In Africa at that point. There you go, St. Peter Runner. Exactly. It wasn't widespread enough in 81 to concern everybody, because the whole point was that it was like this flu people didn't understand. But I've studied this because of how intensely it affected my life. Full disclosure, I have a cousin who lives with AIDS or HIV, and it's something that affects you for your entire life, you know. And what happened was that they didn't really pay attention to what was going on in Africa and Haiti and these other places, but what they did pay attention to was what was going on in the slums of New York and things like that, that there was something going around that didn't understand. But scientists knew what simian immune deficiency syndrome was, because monkeys could get it, but they didn't believe that it came to humans. And most people think it happened because of a hunter, that a hunter killed a monkey. And when they killed the monkey, they chopped up the monkey and they cut their hand. That's how people think that it actually happened. Of course, the media wants you – they made all these jokes about someone having relationship with a monkey. But that was just a joke about, you know, one of the worst pandemics to ever affect the world that still affects us today. It's a lot like COVID. It hasn't really gone anywhere. We're just getting used to it. We're more used to AIDS now. Yeah. Do you remember Pedro in The Real World? The Real World 2? I mean, Keith Haring died of it. I mean, you know, you have a long list of really talented and incredible people who died of AIDS and who didn't need to. Another disease that wouldn't exist if people left animals alone. 40 million people wouldn't have died. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If you just leave animals alone, we don't have pandemics. I keep saying this. You want to stop the next pandemic? Stop messing around with animals. Dr. Lorraine Day almost had her license taken away because she said you could catch AIDS even if you're not gay. The AMA tried to take her license away. Exactly, Braveheart. People were, if you told people that white people could get it, straight white people could get it, then you were considered crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Most people think it had something to do with what they call a lazy hunter or a wounded hunter killed a monkey and hurt themselves while processing the carcass. Beans, what's up, Michael Askew? You're part of the vegan world, aren't you? Freddie Mercury died of AIDS. Can I tell you, oh my God, I was in the seventh grade when Freddie Mercury died, and I was a huge fan. I was a huge fan of Queen, and I was, you know, at that age when you're like fifth and sixth grade, you're just starting to get really your own musical taste, right? A musical taste that's kind of independent of your family, of your parents. And you're starting to understand music and think about music and listening to the lyrics at that age. And so I listened to Queen was one of the bands that I really liked because I liked heavy metal and I liked lyrics. I liked hip hop and heavy metal, you know, that was what was cool in the early 90s. And he died. He was the first. Freddie Mercury was the first superstar that I really cared about who died, and then Eazy-E died, and I was a big Eazy-E fan because I loved N.W.A. And so it's like, you know, AIDS took out major parts of my life. If you think about like that at that impressionable age, and then you start finding out that. Oh, it was almost completely avoidable? Yeah. And if we were all vegan, it would never have happened in the first place. But there you go. Oh, Bartleby. Oh, humanity. The world's first Today in History program. I thought this was kind of cool. In 1981, the first Today in History program with editable data today invented by Michael Butler runs for the first time on a mainframe computer. I think that's so cool. Because I love Today in History. I always have. They had the in 87, Nightline presents its first town meeting. The subject is AIDS, and the show runs until 3:47 a.m. all night long. It's unbelievable. People were caring about it, but they didn't declare it until today. In 1981, they didn't even call it an epidemic until 81, when the CDC on pneumonia affecting 5 homosexual men in Los Angeles. Yeah. Meanwhile, people in New York are dropping dead. Anyway, there's not much going on in birthdays today. You have I know Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor was murdered by the police, so it's her birthday. You know, say her name and all of that. It's you know, her name is a symbol of mourning and a symbol of police brutality. Breonna Taylor was born today. Happy birthday, Breonna Taylor. The engineer, Dennis Gabor, he invented holographs. I think that's cool. Yeah, imagery for medical storage. Improved electron microscopes. Kind of cool, right? Dennis Gabor. That name Gabor, like Ava Gabor, Zaza Gabor, famous economist. His Keynesian economics, kind of boring, I know. But let's see if we got somebody cool. Piscope, Elena Cornaro, mathematician, philosopher of her time. I didn't really see anyone that I really... Ken Follett, he's an author, you know. Dangerous Fortune. No one I don't even know who Joe Clark is. Who's Joe Clark? Prime Minister of Canada. Had no idea. Where are my Canadians at? Shout out to the Canadians, yo. Shout out to Canadians. Joe Clark's birthday. All right, so John Carlos and Mark Wahlberg. You guys know who Suze Orman is. Kathleen Kennedy is just a film producer. But John Carlos is actually a civil rights activist. He won in Mexico City the Olympics, and he was one of the guys who put his fist up on the podium. And he got so much shit for it. There were three men, and two were Americans, and one was Australian, and they all put their fist up. The famous photo that everybody looks at shows the Australian with his hand down, but he actually did put his fist up, and when he went back home, he lost all of his what do you call them, endorsements. He lost all of his endorsements, he lost all of his jobs, because he stood in solidarity with those two black men on the podium and spoke up for civil rights in America. Is that wild? I think it's wild. Of course, this was in 1968. So they put their fist up along with Tommy Smith and caused huge controversy. Yeah, the incident drew world attention. As a result, the International Committee expelled the pair from the games. They kicked them out because of it. They lost their careers because of it. That'll make just so messed up. Yep. He ended up organizing the Committee of 84 in LA, and he accepted the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage in 2008. Yep. It just shows that sometimes when you stand up for what you believe, they're going to try to tear you down, but he still kept going. Good morning, Josie LaFay. You're part of the vegan world. Thank you for being part of the vegan world. Yeah. Jonesy, all the way from Golden Springs, Colorado? Colorado Springs, Colorado? Anyway, Colorado. All right, so the only real one, Mark Wahlberg. Yay, well, Mark Wahlberg. Hey, say hi to your mother for me. Hey, say hi to your mother for me, eh? Hey, say hi to your mother for me. That's my Mark Wahlberg. Hey, goat. How you doing, goat? All right, the only one that I really wanted to look at was Famous Death. So Mary Ann Shad Caddy. O. Henry is a great writer. Ronald Reagan died today in 2004. God rest his soul. Ronald Reagan. I don't want to talk about Ronald. Fuck Ronald Reagan. I don't want to talk about Ronald Reagan. But Mary Ann Shad. Mary, God, I just said the F word. See, I'm trying not to say the F word because I keep getting demonetized. Mary Ann Shad Carey. So she's a suffragette. So we talked about her before, and she's a writer and anti-slavery activist. First published letter was to fellow abolitionist and African-American statesman Frederick Douglass, advocating that, now this is the part that I like, we should do more and talk less. We have been holding conventions for years. We have been assembling together and whining over our difficulties and afflictions, passing resolutions on resolutions to any extent. But it does really seem that we have made but little progress considering our resolves. Huh? Does that sound familiar to anybody? I'm so moved by the writings of that time. These are people who are, she's not only fighting for female voting rights, that she's also fighting to abolish slavery. Of course, she was also the first black woman in North America to publish a newspaper, and she was one of the first black lawyers in the United States. So you didn't think she was black, did you? You didn't, huh? Yeah. So, but what I love is when you hear people like that talking, they talk about enough talking. We have to go out and do something. And I love that because that's one thing, that speech that Tash Peterson gave about direct action that moves me. Go out and do some kind of direct action. Go out and do something. She believes in disruptive direct action, of course, but I think that it's really important to go out and do something. Yeah. And nowadays it's easier than ever because you can share on social media. You can repost. You can appear. You could take your video and talk and do a story that disappears in 24 hours if you're afraid or something. And it's kind of hard because with the person, hold on a second. with a suffragette. Now you also have, you know, John Carlos, and I was going to say Tommy Smith, right? Was his friend Tommy Smith? Yeah, Tommy Smith. John Carlos and Tommy Smith, they lost their careers because they stood up. And so it's hard and scary, but there's lots of people out there who are doing something. They don't show their face and they do activism. It's possible. So I don't know. I think it'd be great if you'd like to go out and do some activist stuff. That is today in history. Can I do the Christopher Walken? Yeah. So give me the watch. Give me the watch. Yeah, that's a he's wild, you know. Gotta, you know, I don't listen to the punctuation when I look at the script, but you know, it's hot out there. The lion, the hyenas, they bother the lion. It's hot, and the lion wags his tail. I used to do a good Christopher Walken, but it's not very common. Catch me if you can. Yeah, he does a catch me if you can one. But what did he say? You my son. People look at you and they think it's wild. You got a uniform on. You. You had a, people ask you, where's he going? He's a pilot. He's doing amazing things. My boy. I gave him a watch. Died of dysentery. Gave me the watch. Now I give you. Sorry, that's like, what do you call it? Pulp Fiction and Catch Me If You Can mixed up. Christopher Walken. He's a psychopath. I always liked Christopher Walken. There were cats carved on trees in rural areas near the houses of kind of people who so escaped slaves could stop for food. It signified a kind woman to animals. I like that. It signified a kind woman to animals. I love that. Yeah, I once bought a book about like hobo symbols because I know that there were still hobo symbols around. And so I bought a book on them and always was on the lookout for hobo symbols. And people still, there are still hobo symbols where they'll like mark things, you know, an unfriendly area to hobos. And they start like looking around and seeing where they can go and they leave messages for each other. I always found that so interesting. I always thought that like people out there jumping boxcars and doing amazing adventures across America were so cool. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are already a Patreon subscriber, thank you. I appreciate you so much. I can't do this without Patreon. I'd be going broke. I still am going broke because I'd like to try to do just content for vegans for the rest of my life. That's what I want to do. And if you'd like to help me make that dream come true, please become a Patreon subscriber if you value anything that I'm doing here. And I really do appreciate all of your help. Because I couldn't, I'm chasing a dream over here. And if I could do something where I, you know, could do this for vegans for the rest of my life, I would. That's what I want to do. I'm thinking about doing some cooking content. I know I said that I don't want to do cooking content, but I'm a good cook. I'm a good chef. And I'd like to do more kind of teaching people ideas about cooking rather than recipe sharing. I don't want veganism to become a recipe sharing club. But I do want to do some kind of skill sharing kind of thing where I share ideas about how to, I don't know, level up your game when it comes to the kitchen. So I'm starting to set things up and coming up with ideas, writing things down for doing more cooking content. Because I know people want it and I can do it. And there's certain things I'd like to share about cooking. But again, I don't want to become a cooking channel. And I also don't want to become a recipe sharing. Veganism is not a recipe sharing club. It's an anti-slavery club. Veganism is about not oppressing others. It's about we're pro-consent and anti-violence, oppression, slavery, anti-rape and murder. But I know that food plays a major role for this movement, for a lot of people. So I am going to start doing some kind of food content. I did a little bit early on because I just wanted to learn how to, I was learning how to edit better. And I was, I wanted to teach a couple skills. So I'm going to do that. We're going to start doing that. You should absolutely do cooking vids. Okay. Thank you for the vote of support. I appreciate that, Michael Askew. I appreciate that. Will you watch, Michael Askew? Will you comment? Will you like? Did you even like this video? How many people have liked this video? Injustice, no injustice, last writer. Nilfie, I want to be able to make a pumpkin milkshake. I demand a video about it, Sky. No problem. Pumpkin milkshake. You got it. You want to make a pumpkin milkshake? I will make a video about pumpkin milkshake. Sure, sky's the limit. Recipes get views and you can advocate while cooking. PETA's video toe fucking is hilarious. You're right, Weiss M89. You're right. I just don't want it to be... I find recipes kind of boring, honestly. I like concepts. I like thinking about concepts of how to do shit. And so, like, if I did a pumpkin milkshake one, it wouldn't really be about how to make a pumpkin milkshake. It'll be about how milkshakes work. How can you make any kind of milkshake out of vegan things around your house that's super easy and anyone can do? How can you do that? Well, I'm gonna show you. Get your Vitamix ready, because we're gonna make some goddamn milkshakes, mofo. I think that would be good. Upping my cooking game too. We understand veganism is about animal rights. Helping people to cook vegan is part of helping others go and stay vegan. There you go. Plus, I think it's a nice form of activism to cook for others. And when you cook for others, you can always help people realize, like, oh, vegan food. I didn't know I liked vegan food. How many times you cook for people and they're like, I didn't know vegan food tasted so good. Do you think we're out here eating shit all day? What the hell are you thinking? You think I eat shit? No, I eat good, man. My shit's good. I cook really good stuff. People go, every time I cook something, people are like, God damn, son. How you cook so goddamn good? Plus, I'm frugal. And so I like the idea of kind of budget cooking too. Because I really believe that if you teach people a couple little tricks, they can do anything. They can get creative. I also think of it as that, like, an outlet for creativity. And I think that that's important. I think that's really important. Yeah. Did you guys see this thing in Washington, D.C., where the guy flew a plane over the White House, and they scrambled a jet, and the jet was so intensely, it was scrambling so hard that it broke the sound barrier and scared the shit out of everybody, that they all had a sonic boom over Washington, D.C. and the surrounding area. Like, half of Virginia heard the sonic boom. It's pretty intense. I mean, can you imagine all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, sonic boom. And no survivors found. And after the plane that flew over DC and led fighter jet scramble crashes in Virginia. No one knows why, but there was like a Cessna jet, like a business jet flying over. No one could get to it. They're like,
jet 219er, please respond. 219er, please respond. 219er, you are not cleared in this airspace.
And they didn't respond. And so they scrambled jets. They scrambled a fighter jet. And on the way, thing broke the sound barrier and scared the crap out of everyone. Just like, boom! And the plane crashed. It might turn out that they were shot down. I mean, they're not really being too forward about it, but the plane crashed. They say they don't know why, but in the rural part of the Shenandoah Valley, that's where I lived when I lived in Virginia. I lived in the Shenandoah Valley. In the Shenandoah River. Shenandoah Valley. I lived in Stanton, Virginia, which is the queen of the Shenandoah Valley, they call it. That's where I lived. And the Federal Aviation administration says a Cessna Citation took off from Elizabethton, Tennessee on Sunday and was headed for Long Island's MacArthur Airport. Inexplicably, the plane turned around over New York's Long Island and flew a straight path over D.C. before it crashed over mountainous terrains near Montebello, Virginia. Montebello, Virginia, that is where Thomas Jefferson is from. So Montebello is like the name of his little building. His house is called Montebello. So Montebello, Virginia, it crashed right there. I don't know what the heck. No one knows why. It's not clear why it was non-responsive, why it turned around, why it crashed, how many people were on board. We know nothing except there was a sonic boom and we're not sure what the hell happened. Unbelievable. But the Pentagon did say an F-16 fighter jet immediately deployed. Wow. Caused a sonic boom that was heard in Washington and parts of Virginia and Maryland. Like, can you, like, sonic booms, I don't know if I've ever heard one, but they're massively loud. And that's why the, do you remember the old, the supersonic jet, the Concorde? It would fly from America to England. And that was basically all you could do with it because you could get to England in like an hour. But like it would go so fast and it would boom over the ocean. And so they wouldn't bother people. So they didn't fly over the United States. Everyone thought supersonic travel would be here by now, but it scares the shit out of people, so they don't do it, you know? But wouldn't it be great if we can get to the other side of the country? It'd be so amazing if you get to the other side of America in like an hour or so. Like it takes forever to get to the other side of it. It takes like a 7-hour flight to get to the other side of America, you know? How great would it be to get to America and get to New York in an hour from LA? That'd be amazing. Do you know what Jens kept Germany during Cold War? They're super nasty. Twitter goes crazy when there's a sonic boom, but it makes it into the news. Yeah. Yeah. I remember hearing them with certain ones. You said growing up in Germany during the Cold War. I could hear them every once in a while with jets because I lived near the El Toro Air Force Base. So we would hear them every once in a while because they would do drills over the ocean and we would hear them. But we still see the jets every once in a while because Camp Pendleton's nearby my house. But yeah, the top speed of the Concorde impresses 2.2. Yeah, but they don't fly them anymore. They're all gone. All the Concordes are gone because they started exploding. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, vegans of all ages, I'd like to encourage you to take the in the notes below, there is a link for Vegly app. It helps you find vegan hotties of any persuasion. So go try to find some vegan hotties on Vegly app. If you use my code VOC, you will get 5 free carrots. Carrots are their in-app currency to do super likes and super chats, that type of stuff. So please go in, download the Vegly app with the link that's in the notes of this show. I think that's it. I think that's our show. Today I have an 11:30 show at on my other channel on Skyjack Morgan. You can look at Skyjack Morgan and go to that show. We have an art show we're going to do. We do an art show every day, every Monday at 11:30. So with my friend Crosso, he is going to be on that channel with me. We also are on the Art Wave channel. What else? On Friday, we have Constantine Lefeur, who is the vegan club guy. And I can't wait because we're going to have the vegan club artist on. If you guys don't know what vegan club is, it's such a cool art community, artist who does incredible work. And I'm excited that I'm going to have him on my show on Friday. I can't wait. And if you'd like, please go to Vegan Gaze to see her live now too. It's going to be a full day of lives today. At 5 p.m., we'll come back and we'll talk about the vegan perspective of the news. And I hope that you guys will be here. If you'd like me to comment about any news story, articles, or videos, please go ahead and email me at veganocca@gmail.com. And I will. I always do. If you'd like to send me anything, I love that type of thing. And this is a community. So please strengthen the vegan world. Send me something and I'd be happy to talk about it on the show. React to videos, all that stuff. I appreciate you so much, everybody. Illegitimate non-carborundum.
Bye. It's so hard to not abuse animals.
Carnies can't fuck themselves. Don't fuck themselves.
This is a show for vegans.
Also, if we're going to do this cooking thing, I think I'm all in, but, you know, use that email down there. You could also send me ideas for that. I forgot to mention, like, I'm always open for that. I'm always looking for ideas, and I'll probably do them. I mean, like I said, these are early days of this stuff still. We're only at, like, 1,200 subscribers on this channel, and it's growing every day, and I want to thank you for all of you who share, like, subscribe, and do all the stuff that you know helps grow the community, helps grow the channel. But also, since we're in these early days, you could really do something cool by putting your fingerprints on this, you know? If you have any ideas, I'll do them. Yeah. So, cool. Please, be part of this. Illegitimate non-carborundum, guys. Don't let the bastards grind you.